Sailing. Old clamshells heaped on a concrete bib outside the cellar door. Hose kinked and tangled, a mop, a few bleached femurs, one ancient whale-shaped jawbone rotting at the tip. A few birds sing, some shingles missing from the shed, tar paper curl. 20% of the suicides at a certain Connecticut hospital or battered wives. No, they don't like it. Don't enjoy being beaten, the expert says. But they're desperate. They don't know what to do. They have nowhere to go. So sometimes they kill the husband with a knife or a pair of scissors from the sewing drawer. I understand Ryoki's turbulent passion, love of the ocean's movement underneath him, reluctance to tarry. Don't mock me, Crow. Not here in this ramshackle valley, cold-fisted, arrogant, brash, unfolding the layers of darkness, the geometry of your heart. Oh, if I could plot it, then I would have you, at last where I want you, inside of my brain. Breeze cool. Light diffused slightly in humid air. No clouds, though. The perfect day. A lark dives, curves and bends his arc back skyward. The dog doesn't care if her tail's in a puddle. I know how it happens. Two people meet, and the hesitancy of laughter or the musculature of a shoulder turns out to be deadly. This cannot be ended until we have let it consume us. We must carry it through to the end. It is not possession merely, nor reduction to abstraction, this nervous interchange of thought and feeling. The organs of perception, the reality of the brain, its folds, its armor plating. We need this completion, this lusting for wholeness, the ocean itself a woman, the vessel a prison, each day a thirsty adventure, a rackety town left behind in the crisscrossing currents.